Baum's at the Checkered House.
And you've got to imagine that there are at least 700 men spread out along Baum's route. The men at the head of the line got into a skirmish with the Cambridge militia.
What happened?
Baum had received intelligence of 50 rebels being left behind to guard cattle. He sent 30 loyalists and 50 Indians to fight the rebels and get the cattle, and they take 5 prisoners.
So it's the evening of August 13th, and Baum has got what he came for. Horses and cattle.
Well, he still needs to get food to feed the army. But what is important here is what the prisoners have to tell him. Baum learned from those captives that the enemy coming up from Bennington numbered 1,800 men.
1,800?
And the American rebels have received warning of Baum's approach.
Has Baum let Burgoyne know that this excursion is having difficulties?
Well, Baum sent a letter from the Checkered House to Burgoyne.
From the many people who came from Bennington, they agree that the number of the enemy there amounted to 1,800. I will be particularly careful on my approach to that place to be fully informed of their strength and situation and take the precautions necessary.
Well, he makes it sound like he has it all under control. Does he?
Well, even Baum is having some problems controlling the Indians.
I'm sorry to acquaint Your Excellency that the savages either destroy or drive away what is not paid for with ready money. If Your Excellency would allow me to purchase the horses from the savages, stipulating the price, I think they might be procured cheap.
Do not buy any horses from the Indians.
Okay then. Got to give it to Baum for trying.